Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Today I am sitting in the Third Avenue in the very center of Częstochowa next to famous artist and actor here Marek Parapeczko, and today we're going to come to you with an interesting topic. A friend of mine recently asked me if I thought that there was a problem with the English language infiltrating or invading Polish. He referred to the situation in France where the renowned Académie Française has been putting up a good fight over the years to keep English words out of the official language. Words like Walkman, cheeseburger, or even email are looked down upon in France. But coming back to Poland, in my experience, Poles seem very keen to use English words in their day-to-day Polish. They've even coined a term for it, Polglish. We hear it every day and it's normal here, particularly in the world of business. But what about English words that Poles have adopted? Today I'd really like to share that with you, so I'm splitting this video into two parts. I want to first start off by sharing my favorite borrowed English words that are used every day in Poland, and then next I want to conduct a little experiment. We're going to perform the experiment right here in Częstochowa, where I live. Częstochowa is a city with a population of about 230,000 people. It's visited by around 5 million tourists each year, and we've got a good mix of people living here. I think it'll be the perfect city to serve as a sample for this project, so I'm going to take my camera and walk up and down the 1.5 kilometer stretch of three avenues that make up the main avenues of Częstochowa, and I'm going to record every sign or advertisement I can see that features English words or expressions. I'm going to finish my journey by walking through our largest shopping mall, Galeria Jurajska, the Jurassic Mall, to see how many English expressions I can find there. And I'm not going to reach any specific conclusion today. I will let you make up your mind as to what you think. But first and foremost, let's get started with some of my favorite words taken from the English language over to Polish. If you listen carefully to Poles speaking to one another, you'll hear some familiar words. Words like okay, okay, sorry, sorry, or even please for please. And going back to sorry, you might even hear a sweeter diminutive form from time to time that sounds like this, sorki. That's one of my favorites. In the fashion world, you'll also come across some fun words. Shorts are shorty, blue jeans are jeansy, and t-shirts are t-shirty. When it comes to eating, you'll notice that Poles use words like śniadanie for breakfast or obiad for dinner. They have their words for that. But lunch is lunch. And yes, it's okay to call a hamburger or a cheeseburger in Poland hamburger or cheeseburger. Hot dogs are hot doggy, chips are chipsy. Sorry, Britain, we win that one. And my favorite juicy steak is called, well, steak. In business, there are a ton of adopted words or expressions too. Email is email, meeting is often called a meeting, business is business, and a manager is manager. If you want to go out and have some fun, you'll find a multitude of word likenesses here too. I love camping. Camping in Poland is camping. Jazz is jazz. A show is a show. And your favorite best-selling novel is called bestseller. It's the Polish youth, though, that are adopting more and more English into the Polish language, in my opinion. They take selfies. They're called selfies. A hater is a hater. Cool is often cool. And English curse words are even imported. For example, shit. Shit can be pronounced shit, or I've heard it also sheet. And my favorite ultimate word is fuck up. Something is a fuck up, it's a fuck up in Polish. They've adopted that one and they use that. I hear my youth say that very often. Interesting. So there you go. I hope that was interesting. There are a lot more words that are in the Polish language that I haven't mentioned, but I think these are my favorite ones today. If you have any other great examples, put them in the comments section. I want to thank my Facebook friends kind of for helping me put this together. You know, I've heard all these words, but I said, hey guys, can you help me remember what are all the words that are imported into Polish from English? And they gave me like 60 or 70 comments of just ideas. So thank all of you for that help. All right, time for part two. Let's walk down the avenue together. I want you to look with me at all the photos I found. I've put a little kind of a slideshow together for you. Again, you be the judge. What do you think? We'll be right back. So thank you so much for joining me today for my little experiment. I'm curious what you think. Has English greatly impacted Polish? Is it a problem in your opinion that more and more English words are coming into the Polish language? And do you think it will get better or worse in the future? Put in the comments section, I'm really curious what you think. If you have not become a subscriber already and you'd like to do so, just click the button right on Marek's head here to become a subscriber. Thank you for watching and I wish you an awesome day.